Chapter 26.
Like snow in summer and rain at harvest time, honor is not fitting for someone stupid.
Just as a bird has reason to flee and a swallow to fly, so a curse does not come without a real reason.
A whip is for the horse, a bridle is for the donkey, and the rod is for the back of stupid people.
Do not answer the stupid one according to his foolishness, so that you do not put yourself on his level.
Answer the stupid one according to his foolishness, so that he does not think he is wise.
Like someone who cripples his own feet and harms himself is the one who entrusts matters to someone stupid.
Like the limp legs of the lame, so is a proverb in the mouth of stupid people.
Like tying a stone to a sling, so is giving glory to someone stupid.
Like a thorn plant that comes into the hand of a drunkard, so is a proverb in the mouth of stupid people.
Like an archer who wounds at random, so is the one who hires the stupid one or those passing by.
Like a dog that returns to its vomit, the stupid one repeats his foolishness.
Have you seen a man who thinks he is wise? There is more hope for someone stupid than for him.
The lazy one says, "There is a young lion in the road, a lion in the public square."
A door keeps turning on its hinges, and the lazy one on his bed.
The lazy one buries his hand in the banquet bowl, but he is too tired to bring it back to his mouth.
The lazy one thinks he is wiser than seven people who give a sensible reply.
Like someone grabbing hold of a dog's ears is the one passing by who becomes furious about a quarrel that is not his.
Like a madman who shoots fiery missiles, arrows, and death is the man who plays a trick on his neighbor and says, "I was only joking."
Where there is no wood, the fire goes out, and where there is no slanderer, quarreling ceases.
As charcoal for the embers and wood for the fire, so a contentious man kindles a quarrel.
The words of a slanderer are like tasty morsels. They are gulped right down into the stomach.
Like a silver glazing over a piece of earthenware are affectionate words from an evil heart.
The one who hates others disguises it with his lips, but inside he harbors deceit.
Although he speaks graciously, do not trust him, for there are seven detestable things in his heart.
Though his hatred is concealed by deceit, his evil will be exposed in the congregation.
The one who digs a pit will fall into it, and whoever rolls away a stone, it will come back on him.
A lying tongue hates those crushed by it, and a flattering mouth causes ruin.